the retail market and so on,
which would then give me comfort.
Say that, you know, the suppliers are not exploiting, you know, public institutions when it comes to procurement. Thank you.
I suggest then that in the presentation we then say if maybe they can present with that presentation the top 10 or 15 goods that are procured across departments that one can find in the retail space, because I don't want to prescribe to them that they must provide present us on linen when linen is maybe the least amount of procurement, when maybe pens could be the most procured across departments, for example. Okay, so maybe just put it in that context then. Honorable Nkondlo, anything?
No, can I support that, Chair? But not about, and include, whilst we talk about products, we can also include some services. And mine, I always have the interest in the capital infrastructure expenditure. And one of the things that I think we've seen is in the construction space. I'm not sure to the extent to which we're paying market rates in as far as some of the construction costs as government that we're paying. A typical example I would make is actually moving from a tenancy from the cost there to pay for the school in the community that was using significant cost of alternative building that they can have. And the same, I think it's important to also include, well, those are some of the drivers of the biggest cost of government. So perhaps if they can include in that space, if indeed government is getting value for money, especially in terms of economy of scale, because we're building a lot of houses for us as government, still not managing to yield any great benefit out of the hundreds of thousands of houses that we're building each and every year. So I think they may maybe make an intelligent way of presenting such numbers for us. My one request or resolution I wanted to sponsor is that I think they indicated that they are going to be having a conversation with National Treasury soon. I think they indicated the dates, I think, from the presentation. If they could just appraise us on those, that list or that matrix that they said they raised with National Treasury would include some of legislative amendments that would be required. If they can just give us a report of that conversation. Thanks.
Okay, regarding the report, they indicated that the HOD raised it on the 4th and 5th of February, that's what I wrote down. Matrix of issues that were given to Treasury was about a 30 to 40 page document. Perhaps we can just request the document then, or do you want to present it?
No, my interest is the report after they had an engagement with Treasury, because remember from the SCOPA discussions, what we're interested in is how to avoid this going into the NAS. So I'm interested if they manage to have that conversation with Treasury and what are the areas of consensus or divergence, and if there will be any new legislation or amendment to legislation to try and cap those AG compliance issues that they were raising.
Okay, so I'll reframe it maybe as the report back on the engagement with National Treasury regarding the matrix of issues that they submitted to them regarding regulation, legislation, and any blocks, I don't know how to say it, red tape, maybe. Regarding the second one, we can include maybe with that presentation that in services, in particular maybe with infrastructure, they can maybe then present like the top, I don't know, 10 costs that are related to building infrastructure and how they relate to current market value, perhaps. Perhaps then similar to the goods, we can interpret it in that fashion. Anything else?
Can I ask that we also list the leasing of office space as one of those which they could come and present? Because in terms of what we've heard at the Zondo Commission, it seems as if that has been an area where the national...
Thank you.